Episode 1996, God's Not Done With You.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. How is your weekend going so far? I pray that you are taking a few moments to be in the presence with God, really reflecting on what He has in store for your life. Because you know what? God's not done with you. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. You know, sometimes the demands of life keep the focus on what can't be done. Even in the midst of amplified stress and challenges where everything seems impossible and improbable, God's not done with you. Living at your wit's end is not fun. And maybe that has been more of the norm for you. The fight is every day. Temptations show up in a variety of ways. You wish upon a star that things could be different only because you feel left behind. But you must know, you are not alone. God sees your hurt. God feels your pain. And God knows your heart. Dr. Adam B. Dooley, he's a pastor and radio host of A Better Way, he said this: God's goal is not our comprehending Him more completely, but our trusting Him more deeply. How much of your running and hiding is working? How much are you accomplishing by doing life your way? Drop the pity party and get on board for life's greatest adventure. God's not done with you. He's still writing your story. But there is one caveat. You have to be willing to give Him the blank page. You have to trust Him, not just guide Him. You see, most of us grab on to a new chapter, excited for what's to come. The blank page stares us down, creating this urgency to fill it up with stuff. Soon the ink in the pen dries up because all has been exhausted on worldly desires. There isn't even a drop of ink to write a plea for help. As soon as the ink dries, it appears to become wet again. The raindrops of tears water the page. Everything that seemed important is now a blurry mess. You thought you knew what to do, but when your answers didn't appear as you transcribed, you ran and hid in the shame tribe. Each day the sun rose and the sun set. It was there on your knees when you realized that you are not alone. No matter how dark it is in the light, God's light shines ever so bright. You are not alone. You are called to create your now. There lay the blank page. What will God write today? I pray that your week starts with a prayer and you giving God permission to write your first sentence. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.